Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Dr. Dan Ross. Dr. Dan, it's great to have you. I'm going to call you Dan. Is that all right?
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in all of your many gifts and how you have gently guided us and guided our lives. We just praise you for your plans that you have for us and those plans that you have for us this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Dan, we know each other not just through our Portsmouth connections, but through St. Matthew's connections, and even in your role as the, it was the president, wasn't it, of the Ohio Athletic?
Commissioner.
Yeah, commissioner, that's it. Yeah, through our connections at Newark Catholic and all of that, we have all these sort of ties that bind us. So it's so great to have you.
We've got a lot of tentacles in our lives.
Tentacles, that's... So, Dan, as we kind of start these series of conversations, I thought you might share with us your faith journey, which, you know, raised, as I know you raised in a very good Catholic home. The faith always really has been the center of your life, and following the Lord has always been a part of your life. But maybe you could share with us how the Lord has guided your life.
Well, I grew up on a farm just west of Portsmouth, Ohio. My father was Catholic. My mother was Catholic, but she was a convert. And I think sometimes converts have such a strong faith. And my dad was very, very strong Catholic, but my mother was an absolute a fireball with Catholic. I mean, we did not miss Mass. And when you went to Mass, you were dressed, and you know, everything had to be perfect if you were going to go to Mass. And we attended Mass every Sunday. I'm one of 11 children, and so we had one car, and so you packed into the station wagon, and I mean, even in the back end, and I would show up for Mass. But it was it was a wonderful experience growing up. I mean, we did the rosary around breakfast every morning. And when it got close to Christmas or whatever, when you were done eating, you didn't leave the table. There were stories of Christmas and from the Bible. Mm. I mean, it was, so my mom and dad were very faith-filled. And so I grew up in that kind of a home. And I think with seven brothers, I think my mom and dad always wanted one of us to be a priest. So when I was in the eighth grade, I ended up in public school the first three grades, and then I went to Catholic elementary through grade eight. And in the eighth grade, when you take the test to go to high school, I must have done well, because I started getting letters from schools, and one of them was from St. Charles. I got a couple from places in New York, and they were saying, hey, you know, we can give you a great education if you want to come here. And I would have gone to Portsmouth Notre Dame, but we decided to go up and take a look at St. Charles. And with the faith-based piece that St. Charles offered, at that time it was a seminary. I decided I would like to go, and my mom and dad said, you know, we really can't afford that. So I worked at school as a custodian during the summer to help the custodian, you know, get the school ready for the fall. And so that covered my tuition to go to St. Charles. And so I ended up 13 leaving home and living at St. Charles in the dorm. Got to go home Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. And then you got home for the summer, because I had to do that because I had to work. But it was that was tough. You did your own laundry. I mean, they did the cooking for you, but it was a very, very strict life. A lot of prayers, a prayer life which was much stricter than where I'd come from. And although I'd had a wonderful base with my mom and dad and in the Catholic elementary school that I had attended, but it was a wonderful part of my life that I wouldn't change. I know I was away from home, and I was away from all my friends and away from my family, and that was tough, but it was probably one of the best things I ever did.
So what parish did you grow up in?
Well, when we lived on the farm in the west of Portsmouth, it was Our Lady of Sorrows.
Okay.
Which has just been closed. And then when we moved in, well, I was 10 years old when we moved in town. And that way it was much easier to go to the Catholic elementary school. Yeah. We were a parishioner at St. Mary's, which another tie-in where you were. So
at St. Charles, you were there for high school, the high school seminary portion.
Yes, sir.
And then you went into the college seminary. At that point, there was still a college seminary.
There was. There. I was there for 2 years.
Was there a real discernment of the priesthood? You know, your parents wanted you, you know, they wanted one of their boys probably to be a priest.
They did.
But even like the choice to go even into the high school seminary, was there a discernment like the priesthood is a real possibility for
Absolutely.
Me? Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think of some of the priests that I had around me in Portsmouth, Monsignor Howard, Father Johnson, Father Burkhart, that... I worked with all the time, and I served Father Graff at Our Lady of Sorrows, Father Meyer at Our Lady of Sorrows, and I served Mass. I think I was 8 years old when I became a server, and because they didn't have a lot of servers, and so and then I served at the hospital. That was another wonderful thing that happened when we moved in town. We were about four blocks from the hospital, and they had Mass for the nuns. And anyone who wanted to come, and it was at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we would either walk over or ride our bikes, my brothers and I, and we all served at the hospital, and then we did that and then had to come back, get to school. So, and we didn't live that close to St. Mary's because it was up by Greenlawn Cemetery in the north end of town. So, but it was a wonderful experience, and I wouldn't, Father Dunn, who was there, a marvelous, marvelous priest, and I've just been around so many marvelous priests that they were tremendous examples for me.
Then, so you started college at St. Charles, but you didn't end there. And what happened in that?
Well, at the end of our sophomore year, St. Charles as a seminary college closed. The college closed. And so it was kind of a... now, if you really want to be in this, you're going to have to kind of do it on your own because there was a program called the Scholastic Program for Ecclesiastical Students. It was a SPES program, of which there really wasn't a glue to it. There wasn't an organization to it. And so I think for many of us, it was kind of like, okay, you got to kind of fend. I ended up getting a baseball scholarship to Ohio Dominican. And I hadn't played baseball for a while, but I'd played all the way through till I got into college. But that's how I was able to go, because with eight boys in the family and three girls, my mom and dad told us, if you're going to make it, you're going to make it on your own. There's no way in the world they could have afforded for all of us to go to college. So
at Ohio Dominican, you were there playing baseball and studying. What was your major there at Ohio Dominican?
Well, actually, it started in science.
Oh, okay.
And it was in the seminary. It was going to be a priest. Mm-hmm. So it was philosophy. I think it was philosophy is what you ended up with getting your BA in.
Yeah.
And I switched to science, and I took science my junior year, and at the end of my junior year realized that, you know, I really love science, but I'm not exactly sure what I want to do with this. So I switched to education my senior year. And graduated on time. I had a lot of credits. I had more credits than I needed. But it was, I finished in education, did my student teaching at St. Charles. Mm. And then after I graduated, realized that I'm going to try to go back home because I'd been away from home for basically 8 years. And so I went back and I started, graduated on the early side and went down to Portsmouth Elementary, Catholic Elementary, and I finished the year as kind of a kindergarten teacher, second grade teacher for teachers who were out. Mm. So I taught kindergarten and then second grade, and then the next year I was employed as a fifth grade teacher. So I was a fifth grade teacher there and then left and went to the vocational school as a history and government.
At what point, when you maybe in college, there was this realization that the Lord wasn't calling you to be a priest?
You know, when the college closed, in a lot of ways, we all felt rejected. Mm. I mean, I hate to say, I mean, I'm just trying to be truthful.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be critical because I don't know all the rationale behind the decisions that were made. And it's not for me to make that judgment. Mm-hmm. We just kind of felt like we got left out in the cold. That didn't make me feel like I didn't want to be a priest. I think I came to the discernment that there's an awful lot of ways to minister without being a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And my ministry ended up being kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the next 50 years, that's what all my jobs all entailed, working with kids. And I became very comfortable with that. I tried to be a deacon, but it was after when I went to Avon Lake as their school superintendent, I made my parish priest, marvelous guy, Father O'Connor, and he was trying to work with the seminary, St. Charles Borromeo, I think it's on the east side of Cleveland. Yeah. But I was a school superintendent, and I just finished my doctorate. So it's like I had 6 years in the seminary, and they were still going to require every Saturday for 4 years that I had to go to class. And I would have loved to have done that. But the other side of the coin is I could probably made it 2 years, but I don't think there was any way my school board was going to let me for 4 years that you can't attend any of the Saturday activities at school.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Dan Ross. Until next time, peace and all good.